Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. May I please have the zip code on the account you were calling in about today? And again, my name is Joseph. I'm giving you a courtesy call back today upon your request.
Yes. The zip code is 06380.
Can I have the first and last name, please?
First what?
The first and last name, sir.
Stephen Sylvester.
Okay, can I have the shipping address, please?
110 Hunters Avenue. And that is in Taftville, Connecticut.
I'm sorry, what was that rest of that shipping address, sir?
Taftville, Connecticut.
Thank you for that, sir. I've gone ahead and located the account with that information today for the keto and the cleanse. How can I help you with this today, sir?
Yeah, I am just going to text saying that charge my credit card for like $92 and some odd change. And I know I haven't gotten your product about a month ago, but I do not want to renew the order. And I'd like to be taken off your list so that I don't get the order anymore.
I apologize, sir. So I do see it was initially an order for a 14-day trial period is what you placed the order, sir, for after the 14-day trial. And if you didn't call back to cancel, you were going to be billed the full retail price of that trial and placed on automated billing and shipping to receive the product.
I get all of that, but when I was going through everything online, it said nothing about that. So I just don't want it because it hasn't worked for me. So I'm not looking to reorder it. I don't want to get into semantics of why and how. I just want to cancel the order, and I do not want the product anymore.
I do apologize, sir. I completely understand. Well, I am looking over the account. I do see that you are eligible for a 30-day extension. I can go ahead and place that on the account for you today, sir. Along with
I don't want the product. Listen, Joseph, listen to me. Is this phone call being recorded?
Okay, sir.
Can you answer that question? Okay. Is this phone call being recorded?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
I made it perfectly clear. I do not want your product. I do not want to reorder anything. It is not working for me. So cancel everything. Take me off your list of sending a product, your list of calling me to ask if I want your product. I do not want your product. I hope that is very clear. Can you do that for me? And I want a cancellation number. Don't apologize. Stop apologizing. Stop. Listen, Joseph, listen. Joseph, listen. I am the customer. The customer is always right.
I do apologize.
You need to get out. You need to stop this. Stop it right now.
Okay, sir,
now you're pissing me off. You had me upset. Now you're pissing me off. Cancel everything and give me a cancellation number now.
What I can go ahead and do is provide you today, along with that 30-day extension, a 35% discount.
I do not want the extension. Now, give me your supervisor. I want to speak to your supervisor now.
I do apologize, sir. Let me go ahead and
stop apologizing. Give me your supervisor now.
Okay, sir. Well, I am with
you. I want your supervisor now.
For a 50% discount, I can place that on the account if you have any friends or family that would be interested in the product, sir.
Give me your supervisor now.
Okay, sir. Well, bear with me. Let me go ahead and get this canceled now, and I'll be more than happy to go ahead and transfer you over to the supervisor. Please stay on the line, sir.
Now. Immediately.
Sir, give me one moment. I'm getting this account canceled out for you, sir, and I'll be more than happy to transfer you over to the supervisor. Please bear with me, sir.
Yeah, you are completcompletely rude and disrespectful to me, and I'm going to let him know that. So I want your supervisor immediately.
I'm working on
stop apologizing. Give me your supervisor now.
I'm working on
stop apologizing.
Bear with me, please, sir.
It does not take that long. Let's go.
Sir, it takes a moment.
If you spend half as much time apologizing to me and doing your job what I told you I wanted done, this would be over and done with. And I would not have to speak to your supervisor.
I do apologize, sir.
Stop the apologizing. Give me your supervisor.
Sir,
give me your supervisor.
Take a moment, sir. I'm a place
shut
on the
up. You've told me this numerous times.
Sir, if you
shut
continue
up.
With the
shut
personal
up and give me your supervisor.
The call. Sir, so
give me your supervisor.
I'm trying to go ahead and assist you, sir, but if you can continue with the personal attacks, I will disconnect the call. So please
give
bear
me
with
your supervisor.
Why cancel your account out?
I do not want to hear another word from you until you tell me that you give me your supervisor. And do not apologize again.
Okay, sir, are you ready for your cancellation number, sir?
Give me 1 second.
Cancellation number. Let me know when you're ready.
Give me 1 second, I said. You need to learn how to listen to people. What is the number?
Your cancellation number is C, like in Charlie, 33B3BCC0, and then 4F, like in Frank, sir.
Give me your supervisor now.
I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over to the supervisor, sir. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful day.